It's about surviving to continue to grow and knowing when to listen to emotions, to know that if something perhaps like sunsetting a feature or pushing back a launch date, if it feels really bad, knowing when to examine that emotion. What is this telling us versus when to be focused on the bottom line?
Are you in the process of creating something huge and you want to understand how others have done it? Or have you already found success and still feel something is missing? Then this podcast is for you. Welcome to The Alchemist Lounge, a podcast where Alex Atwood chats with top performers to discover habits, routines, and alchemy that you can put to work in your own life.
Today, I am so excited to be talking to two glass ceiling smashing co-founders, Rebecca Bastian and KT McBratney. Rebecca served as VP of product at Zillow for 14 years and found time to raise her family, write a book, and become an aerial acrobat while she was at it. Meanwhile, KT was also raising her family and serving as the CMO of Seed and Spark. After forging their individual success stories, this duo came together to create a tool to help other women visualize their paths to fulfillment. OwnTrail lets users plot their life paths and visualize key milestones in their journeys. They've partnered with organizations like Future for Us, Built by Girls, and Women in Product to build strong support communities where women can thrive. It's great to see you, Rebecca and KT, and thank you for joining the show. So, first of all, I looked at your product and I loved it. It looked like a vision board. I mean, it looked sort of mapped out. And I want to get to your product, but where I really want to start is I want to go back a little bit. So, Rebecca, did you ever think as a kid that you'd write a book?
No, I don't think that was one of the things. I thought I would do a lot of things. So actually writing a book wasn't on the list there. I actually didn't even discover that I liked writing until I think I was around 36 and got asked to write a guest blog post for someone. And it really kind of cascaded from there. So yeah, it's one of, like many of my creative passions, things that I've kind of discovered about myself as I've gone.
Yeah. And you know, when you're a kid and you think about writing a book, I mean, for me, it seemed like a daunting task. Like I would have to come up with all these words and somehow visualize and come up with all of this. And then when you're really in the world and you're doing it, it sort of comes, it flows through you, I would imagine. But we'll learn more about that. So KT, when you were growing up, what did you picture your future looking like?
That's funny because I actually thought about my future is writing books. That's what I wanted to be when I grew up, was an author. And that's something I have not done. And I never envisioned myself as a tech founder. So interesting how our paths kind of overlapped and crisscrossed before we even knew each other.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, let's get into that. I mean, life is such a journey. And you guys are a few of the first guests on our rebranding to the Alchemist Lounge. And so we're going to talk about alchemy here. So this is perfect because it sounds like there's a little bit of alchemy happening in the way that you guys met. So you guys met at a, first of all, at a Chairman Mom event. Now, I need to know what a Chairman Mom event is. And I need to know how you guys ended up there and met.
So Chairman Mom is a company that our friend Sarah started and runs, and Sarah wrote the foreword to my book. So I was popping in to chat with her about a couple of details with that. And Katie, I know, had cut newish to Seattle and popped in as kind of a last minute decision, I think, right? To meet some new women here. Yeah. So we laughed about it afterwards because we both almost didn't go. And it was one of those last minute, like, oh, I should just pop by there kind of things. And
yeah. So what is Chairman Mom? Like, what was the point of the event? What was happening there?
Yeah. So Chairman Mom is now Chairman Me, but it started as a company that was focused on creating a safe space and like a non-toxic social media for like high career level moms.
Got it.
And so we both knew Sarah and we were like, oh, there'll be some interest. I was like, there'll be some interesting people here. I had had a baby about 8 months prior and I was like, I got to get out. I got to go somewhere. Might as well do this because I know I'll at least see one friendly face. And I will have to say, as lovely it was to see Sarah, it was even lovelier to Rebecca for the first time there. And yeah, definitely moments of alchemy kind of dot our journey from that point on for sure.
Interesting. Was there a particular conversation or a particular idea that sort of came up when you guys first met that kind of had the spark, that had that fusion there that you can remember?
Yeah. Yes, I remember it very clearly. I don't know if it's as crystal clear to you, Rebecca, but as in any kind of like networking group event, everybody does their little intro. That's not unique to any event, any networking event. And I remember everybody went around the little circle of maybe 20, 30 women and did their intros and they all sounded interesting, sounded fine. But Rebecca was just so unapologetically herself in saying that she was a tech executive at Zillow, the author of a book, an aerial acrobat, a mom. And I was like, hold on. Everybody else had this like more cleaned up kind of version, right? Hers wasn't messy, but she wasn't afraid to bring all of her and presented it just like, this is who I am. This is what I'm about. And that I was like, she's interesting. I'm going to talk to her today. Like, I want to talk to her out of all of these women who maybe could have been helpful for my business or maybe had a kid the same age as mine or whatever. I was like, no, she's the one I want to talk to. She seems the most interesting here. And I was right.
Rebecca, did you get a sense of that when you guys first met?
I didn't. That's my usual fragmented kind of I'm all these things energy. It's pretty consistent. But the thing I really like, because Katie and I first connected about a potential collaboration between our day jobs at the time. And then she sent me an email and she was like, you seem really cool. Would you want to go get a coffee with me sometime? And I'm like, I love that she did that. Like, I think people don't ask each other out on friend dates as much as they should. So I was like, well, yes.
And I'm pretty sure I called it a friend date in the email. I was like, hi, we've had a couple phone calls related to business. I think you're really cool and I want to be friends with you. Would you like to go to coffee and go on a friend date? Like, I was just like, whatever. We're grown-ups. We're in our 30s. Yeah. I don't, what is time? I was like, we're grown-ups. I can say friend date. That's totally okay to call it what it is and not, I just really wanted to cut to the chase and be like, can we be friends or not? And if not, that's okay too, but that's what I'm looking for.
Rebecca, so your self-expression was magnetic. And it really sparked what happened here. So we're going to cut over to Own Trail for a minute because I'm super stoked about learning about it. So how did your idea for Own Trail come up? Like, how did that happen?
Well, so it started with the book that I wrote, which is Blaze Your Own Trail. And that's this kind of choose your own adventure exploration of women's life paths, the different decisions and pathways that we take through our personal and professional lives. And in choose your own adventure format, it really, you know, you make a decision at the end of each chapter, which tells you where to go next. So it's very much embracing this idea that there is no one right path through life. And so basically I'd signed with my publisher. I was waiting for the book to come out. And I started at first for a brief period of time playing around with what I thought was going to be a really cool book launch website. But I pretty quickly started having some really big ideas and around problems to solve, but also ways of solving them, really about like, how do we see people who look like us in the places we aspire to? How do we feel confidence and solidarity from seeing what people's real journeys are and owning our stories in real ways and not just these like picture perfect end results or highlight reels that you might see on like LinkedIn or social media? And as a lot of those ideas started forming, I met Katie, that was right around the time that we met, and I was telling her about that and she got it and she was like, yes, and all of this. And we still do this to this day, like daily, where we're like, just like, yes, yes, and this. And we just get really big, amazing ideas together with the way that we riff. Yeah. So,
amazing.
Yeah. So long story short, Katie and me and our VP of engineering, Carolyn, all ended up quitting jobs that we loved that in order to build this out. And it was a really good decision.
Absolutely. Katie, what was it that made you believe in Own Trail? What was it that made you believe in Rebecca's idea?
Ooh, I think if I had to sum it up in one aspect of it, it was the potential. It was the potential of impact that it could have. I had this instant, I don't know, this instant understanding that the scale of potential in creating space for women to own their stories and navigate their lives together and individually could touch every industry, every geography, every life stage, and that truly not just life-changing for the women who can use it, but also for everyone in the world, right? The more that we can support each other in living the fulfilling life that we want and that is true to us, the better that serves everybody. And I just couldn't ignore that siren call of that potential impact. I was like, this is something. I don't exactly know how it's going to work yet or what it's going to look like, but this is something and I have to be a part of it.
Yes. Yes. I love that. There's so much empowerment there and just so much self-expression that is available there. So that's amazing. And part of it, Rebecca, that I think about is this is also an entrepreneurial journey, right? And building a family and a community around that journey to support you and lift you through it. Because it's clear to me that both of you are living to your purpose, right? There isn't a goal that is, in my opinion, greater than that. And it's a purpose that's going to impact the world. So it's awesome. It gets me very excited. But to get specific, how did your time at Zillow prepare you to be a founder? Because we have our purpose and then we have the nuts and bolts of what you go through as a founder. And there's a lot there, right? That isn't always fun. So did your time at Zillow prepare you for that? Or was it almost like, was it a crash course?
Definitely prepared me. Yeah. And also, you can never fully be prepared for founding your own company.
Right, right.
So I think from a skills perspective, I absolutely got a lot of skills that I'm using. You know, I mostly came up through product management to VP of product and worked on most areas of the platform, the website and mobile during the course of my time there. And so definitely the product strategy piece is like, I'm currently leading product at OwnTrail, yeah. Hopefully hiring for that more soon too. But, and then my last couple of years, Zillow, I started and led a team called Community and Culture, which was really focused on creating strong equity and belonging in the workplace and applying a social impact and an equity lens to the products we were building and the business decisions we were making. And so like, I think that intersection of product strategy and social impact and creating equitable systems is really like, that's my sweet spot, but that's also yeah. very much leading OwnTrail is a tech platform that is doing things differently and solving social issues around a lot of what women experience and taking a really intersectional approach as we do that. So skills-wise, really great preparation. I also started a lot of things within Zillow during my time there, kind of the entrepreneurial yeah. route. So I had some experience with like starting from zero and building things out, although those things were much more well-resourced because, you know, within a big company. But then I'd also been advising some women-led startups over the years as well. So had kind of the peripheral experience from that yeah. too. But yeah. Katie definitely brings, like, Katie has been a leader in like true startups many yeah. times. So she brings a lot more of that experience as well.
Awesome. Well, that's perfect lead-in. So Katie, coming into this, you had those chops and you also had the marketing chops, obviously. So inherently, it seemed like this was a good combination. Were there any experiences that you could specifically pinpoint that informed how things sort of translated their way into OwnTrail?
That's a great question. And I think for me, being able to work with so many early stage founders directly as part of the leadership team, really taught me ruthless prioritization and also empathy, right? And knowing that it's about surviving to continue to grow and knowing when to listen to emotions, right? To know that if something perhaps like sunsetting a feature or pushing back a launch date, if it feels really bad, knowing when to examine that emotion and be like, oh, wait, what is this telling us? Versus when to be focused on quote unquote, the bottom line, right? And I think those experiences really helped and have helped us as we're navigating this as people, right? Because yes, we're founders and we're building a company, but we're also people doing something new for the first time every day because OwnTrail is different every day. And so I think being able to walk that line of being, taking what serves us from the typical startup world and hustle culture and all of the things that can be very toxic and very profits over people, and then everything from the human-led side and being able to balance and create our own kind of concoction of what works for OwnTrail has been so beneficial.
Yes, it sounds very alchemaic, actually. It sounds very magical. And you know, it is that, and it is very much that starting up a business, sort of the act of creation is very much that. It requires that. And well, looking at the timeline for OwnTrail, it seems that you guys started it and then soon after the pandemic, you know, came. Is that what happened? It wrecked the economy. So you guys started right there. Tell me a little bit about that. How'd you keep OwnTrail growing and how did you continue when so many startups were just like throwing in the towel and freezing? What was it that you guys did?
Yeah, we actually launched. Yeah, it was just a couple of weeks before the pandemic really hit. And we'll be celebrating our second birthday this week, which is huge, especially looking at the stats for survival for startups in their first year. It's funny, I actually wrote about it in today's OwnTrail newsletter about how people ask me and ask Rebecca, would you recommend launching a company at the beginning of a pandemic or when times are quote unquote not great? And I can honestly answer that it wasn't an easy time, but it was the right time because the world and the communities that we serve and women needed OwnTrail at that time more than ever. They needed to feel seen. They needed tools that were easy and accessible. But they needed to have that solidarity of knowing that they weren't alone in dealing with not just everything that they were pre-pandemic, but everything new that was changing. And so from a purpose and a timing standpoint then, that was great. Logistically, though, in the building a business side, it threw some curveballs. Rebecca was fundraising at the time, which she can shed some light on. And also this idea that is the business you're building a vitamin or a painkiller? And we very much believe and know that Own Trail is a painkiller. We're solving problems. We're a solution to things that aren't working or that could be done better. And at that time, the world was thrown into survival mode, right? And so getting the message across of how vital it was to solve for this, I think got a little bit clouded in, of course, the chaos of what was happening. So Rebecca, what was it like? I'm curious on your quick take of what it was like to be a first-time founder with a brand new baby company, fundraising, with a brand new paradigm.
With a whole community now that you've formed that are looking to you as the, no pressure.
It's okay. I'm going to answer this in a geeky data way because I just love data, which is to say that like, we don't have a control group here. And so like both this in the same way that we can't say like, how did the pandemic affect our growth or like what we did with Own Trail? Like, who knows? Because we didn't have a before or a control group to test it with, you know, like Katie said, it seems like we were well positioned and it was the right timing just in terms of we're fully digital and we're helping women make it through hard, all things, including hard things. Right. And so like that has definitely been relevant. And I think we're also being in a place where we're already in this direction. And I think accelerated with this idea of like your personal and professional lives being intertwined. And we're very much doing that right now. In terms of fundraising, it's also hard to say because like I went out there as the first time I'd ever had to fundraise. And so like, yes, there was data that said like, fundraising was really hard in the beginning of the pandemic, like across the board for everyone. And 2020 and 2021, and basically all the time, is like really abysmal numbers for female founders, right? So those two things like weren't helpful. And I feel like I've gotten a lot better at it over time too. I went out not realizing how hard it was going to be and kind of got my ass handed to me for a while and then kind of started to figure some of it out. And I think, yeah, so long story short, the result ended up being incredibly good, which is that we've raised $1.2 million so far pre-seed, and 100% of our investors are completely values aligned, completely supportive. We have an incredibly diverse cap table that's almost 70% women and almost 50% people of color. So like everything we wanted there ended up working out, but the process was really trying at times. Wow. And now I'm heading out ready to starting to raise our seed round. And so far it's feeling really positive. And we're sticking with those, like we won't compromise on values or diversity because those are both so intertwined with what we're building.
Congratulations. Congratulations. It's clear that you are pushing your own personal comfort limits and pushing boundaries and creating community, which is really what this is all about. I mean, this world is a community. And the more we can treat it that way, and the more we can find love there, and the more we can live into our purpose, the more alive we feel. And that's, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but I can see it in the energy. And when you guys talk about your purpose and you guys talk about these communities you're building and your responsibility to those communities, and who the folks are that are lending their energy in the form of funds is amazing. Wow, wow, wow. So let me ask you this. So what do you hope to see Own Trail sort of manifest into? How do you see it being used over the next few years? And I know this is a kind of a loaded because it can go anywhere, but what's your vision for Own Trail in terms of future state?
Yeah, we've got a vision for sure.
I'm sure I know you do.
Yeah.
I've heard it, but is there something specific, yeah, that you really want to put in there?
I'll just put out the really big ass vision, which is that like Own Trail is where, first of all, where women go to visualize, navigate, and unlock their life paths. And so the visualization part is where women are owning their stories and seeing the trails of others in this really rich way. We've started that already, and it'll just get better as we kind of build out this neural network of life paths and integrate more rich media into that experience and everything. The navigation piece is what we're really doubling down on now. And so that's all of the tools, connections, resources for making progress along your trail. And that's not the kind of progress that is like necessarily the next rung on the ladder or the next step in your relationship, like what the world's telling you progress means, but it's like progress on our terms. And so really building out a really comprehensive set of features where we can support ourselves individually and support each other as a community in making that progress. Mm. And then the third piece is like, is unlocking. So how does our trail serve to put our most authentic digital self forward in all opportunities? So that's like all, you know, in the future, are all of your social profiles rooted on your trail? Is your, like when you're applying to a job, when you're meeting a potential dating partner, when like all those things, like can you lead with your trail in order to be presenting yourself in the most authentic way possible? And then even bigger than that is that I think there's a good chance, like in a very intentional way that continues to center identities and experiences, how do we grow to all genders over time? Because everyone deserves to live life on their terms and unlock opportunities with their trail. And so doing that really intentionally. So we're planning to be the global brand that is everyone in the world has a trail, and that's how they're living their most authentic and satisfying lives.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Just that. That's all.
That's
just
it.
Just a few small ideas.
Yep.
Well, and I think like the path to that is really paved with trust and this mutual trust and safety and curiosity that we don't create as the founders or even like our entire employee team, right? Like we're building the tools and the technology, but we're really co-creating this trust and this safety and this curiosity for authenticity with our community. And we often talk about how we're building with, not for, but that's very intentional. It's something we actually center in our business practices. One specific example of that is we don't call them users. If you're on Own Trail, you're a member of our community, you're a trailblazer. We really want to keep things human-centered and know that at the end of the day and at the beginning of every day, that's what this vision is serving people, is serving community. And the more that we succeed, the easier it is for people to be thought of as numbers on a spreadsheet. And we are very intentional about making sure that that's baked into how we operate as a business from the beginning, is to keep people as people first and always.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's awesome. So this is the part of the show where it's completely random. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of a deck called What's Your Word? It's probably bad. You probably can't see it. What's Your Word? So I'm going to pull a random question out of this deck. I'm not responsible for what it is. And I'll ask it. And then either one of you guys can step in. Isn't that exciting? It's very gestalt. So here we are. Okay. Oh, this is a softball, but it's a good one. What does the world need more of?
Balance.
Love. Oh, we talked at the same time. Go, Rebecca. What'd you say?
I'm saying balance because I think that it's not like a binary or like two ends of the spectrum in terms of like more of this one thing, but it's like, that's kind of what the problem is right now, is that we're so out of balance that there is, right? So like, for example, we talk about the balance between masculine and feminine. Like, I think it's out of balance, but I wouldn't say that it has to like go all the way to the just purely feminine side. Like, I think the balance of the two. Or like authenticity versus highlight reels, right? Like, I'm not saying everyone needs to just be like spurting out everything they think at every moment of the day, right? But it's like, how do you find the balance where you're able to show up authentically when you need to and also put forward the picture that you want at the right times too? And so, you know, I think that applies to a lot of things. So balance would be my answer.
Wow. Excellent. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I feel enlightened. You are glass ceiling smashing women. So very empowering, promoting self-expression all around, creating community. Thank you so much for what you do. And thank you so much for being on the show. And if you would like to see more information about Own Trail, about KT, or about Rebecca, click the link below. And thanks for joining.
Thanks so much for having
thanks
us.
Thanks so much. This was great.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening in to the Alchemist Lounge. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review on Apple iTunes. To catch all the latest from Alex Atwood, you can check out his website at alexatwood.co. Thanks again, and we'll catch you next time at the Alchemist Lounge.